Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on December 8th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Jobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's proposed 2018 national budget.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindewele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are talking about Zimbabwe's 2018 budget, proposing various measures to revamp the country's struggling economy.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told Parliament yesterday that in 2018, the government will revise the feared indigenization law, reduce the number of youths working for the government, cut diplomatic missions, boost agricultural production, and make it easy for investors to open businesses in Zimbabwe.
Chinamasa said these measures are designed to revamp the Zimbabwe economy, likely to grow by 3.7% this year and 4.5% in 2018.
The finance minister also said the government wants to engage the international community, tackle poverty, empower youth and women, and curb corruption, among many other issues.
Yabambe zulukani ndaba lingalithona njani lapho elikhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya mina lapha ke lo Jonga Kandemiri siphilile. Ye esixoxa ngakho ke lamhla ibudget ka 2018 eyethulwe edalela eParliamente izolo ngumnumzana Patrick Chinamasa. Ye uthe yethula ke ibudget le wathi ukanyazani ke bona abakufunayo ukuthi kututhukiswe umnotho weZimbabwe. Ukubike ukuthi kuza kuqulwa umthetho weindigenization. Luyakhumbula ke umthetho lwana abantu abathi kungani ukuthi umuntu osemazweni ezefaka imali kwele Zimbabwe kuyahlupha. Kuzobuya njalo lokukhipha abatsha ababandlela ze-ZANU-PF abasebenzela uhulumende. Kuzobuya lokuthi kulezigodlo zeZimbabwe eziningi kakhulu emazweni atshiyeneyo uthi kumele konke khonokho kungazani kuyaphungulwa. Kuzobuya ke lezokulima ukuthi nxa ukuthi bangafaka kakhulu umsebenzi khona ngale engxenye umnotho ungathuthuka. Ikakhulu ke ngokubona kwakhe ukuthi kumele kuthuthukiswe umnotho Jonga. Kuze ukuthi umnotho kuthuthuke 4.5%. Yes, so ngo 2018. So siyabona njalo uyakhuluma silokunenga ukuthi bona bafuna ukugangela zomnotho.
Ngizozo. Wongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nhasi chirongwa chakanangana nekutarisa budget rakaturwa nezuro mudare reParamende negurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa. Tinonzwa kuti vakatura budget regore rinouya rekumari inotariswa kushandiswa nehurumende $5.1 billion. Asi pamusoro pemari iyoyo takanzwa kuti zvikamu zvinosvika 60.something% inenge iri mari yemihoro yevashandi zvikamu zvinodarika 56 kubva muzana inenge iri mari yemihoro yehurumende zvichireva kuti mari inosara ine hurumende yekushandisa mumapoka akasiyana-siyana kana mapazi akasiyana-siyana imari shoma kwazvo zvaita kuti vachinamasa vazivise kuti aiwa tichatora matano anosanganisira kuwandudzwa kwemutemo wokuendeswa upfumi kuvatema kana indigenization law pouyawo nyaya yekuti vechidiki vaya vanonzi mayouth officers inyaya yakagara ichidziya iyoyo takanzwa vakawanda vakagara vachiti aiwa vakomana ivo vane vasikana ngavamiswe mabasa nokuti vazhinji havana zvavari kuita zvino zviri kudya mari yehurumende takanzwa vachina masa vachitaiwa vachatarisa izvozvo vangangogumura vanosvika kuma 3200 kana kuti zviuru zvitatu nemazana maviri vanogona kugumurwa kubva pamabasa vachitaurawo kuti mizinda yeZimbabwe vachada kuti zvitariswe iri munyika dzakasiyana siyana kuti inge ichivandudzwa ideredzwe iite mishoma ndofunga ndozvimwe zvavari kutarisawo senzira dzekuti upfumi hunge huchisimuka nawo kouya nyaya yekurima vari kuti uko ndo kunenge kuri kutarisirwa kugejwe nekubadza uko kuri kutarisirwa kuti kuchanyanyosimudza upfumi hwenyika gore rino here mwaka watotanga wekurima uyu mvura yakanaya zvakanaka vanotarisira kuti gore rinouya upfumi hwenyika hunogona kusimuka nezvikamu 4.5 kana kuti zvina nechidimbo zvidimbo zvishanu kubva muzana inyaya iri kutarisirwa yekuti upfumi hwenyika husimuke kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu nepfungwa dzenyanzvi dzatine tiinadzo pachirongwa kunge mwatopinda muchirongwa kuti mukwanise kutipa pfungwa dzenyu gibs ndiri kuvaudza kuti for them to participate they have to be in it
alifuna kuti sikurumelati likona palojonga liyakwazi kumele likwenza hambani emdulini we-VOA ndebele VOA Studio 7 ne-VOA Shona kufacebook khonapho lisinika inombolo zenu ukwenze ukuthi silifole lapha elikhona so ke siyabona ke uchina masi ukhulume futhi ngakhona ukufumbathisana into ze-corruption
kute
i-corruption lapha ke kumele ungazani yaphungulwa
yes.
ngoba uthi nxa ukuthi usebenza kuhulumende akumelanga ufumbathiswe so babekhangela behlolisisa konke okwakusenzakala nxa ukuthi kumbe kule business ethize kumele enziwe i-government so bona babebelunguzile but kanti ujonge uthenge kubani njalo kafumbathiswanga yini
yes.
so i-corruption ngani kuyahlu
regai timbonzwa kuti zvii zvatiinazvo vateereri vamboona
2018 national budget has been formulated mindful of the urgent need to address the challenges facing Zimbabwe. Mr. Speaker, say our country suffers from low business and investor confidence that has been making it difficult for us to attract inward investment flows and therefore unable to generate adequate foreign exchange necessary for supporting economic activity.
So, in essence, what you are saying is that it is very difficult to do business with Zimbabwe. Now, there's a quotation that can follow what Chinamaso was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote, Zimbabwe's ranking with regards to the ease of doing business remains unacceptably poor, with its ranking moving from 161 out of 190 countries in 2016 and 159 in 2017, end quote. So, meaning that, Chonga, there's a problem in terms of doing business in Zimbabwe. It will take some days previously for you, not even days, sometimes months and months for somebody to invest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But all what he wants is, you know, something to be quickened.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you make a proposal and you want to invest in the country, you have to have this kind of ease of doing business.
But that ease of doing business was there, but you have to grease the arms.
That's right, yeah. So what these guys are saying is, he actually mentioned what he calls achievements to date,
mm-hmm.
Which include the reduction in the number of days for getting construction permits.
Mm-hmm.
That is from 448 days to 120 days.
Mm.
Then he also mentioned that there's some kind of reduction in the period for property registration from the previous 36 days to 14 days, and a decentralization to local authorities. You know, this is one thing that is problematic in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to invest and you want to get a company kind of name, you have to go to Harare and all those kind of things. But this is, they've tried to decentralize to local authorities.
So that
maybe it may help.
Unongomuka wao pinda uma office utaandra kunyoresa company yangu.
Kunjalo sucha
sukuchim.
You know what used to happen if you're investing in the business industry? You just simply go to the post office and show them that you are keeps to wear Ochonga Kanami.
Yes.
Tomorrow you've got a newspaper. You know, there were no stringent kind of rules.
Asi kwa kumbo, unofana kukwira basi kana shitima kuenda kwa Harare.
Go and see this.
Washika kwa Harare, unzwa uta.
Come after 3 months.
Amunacha maga bata, saka zokai.
Yeah, go and get your first certificate. You know, so those are some of the challenges, Chonga.
I know, this is so. Gibbs, nyaya uruta urandiyo, etrikuwa na zaka wanda kwa zaka taurga na wachina masa kuti. Vachaeza kuita. Muku wandu za ufumi wenyika. Tunonza uti wane urongo wekuti aywa. Vakura kana vakwegura vanenge vari mumabasa mukuru mende vange vachizomiswa mabasa vachinge vasvika nguva yekwegura wopiwa mari dzavo dzekuenda nadzo dzemudyandigere. And in this regard, from January 2018, government will, through the service commissions, retire staff above the age of 65. Staff that retire will be assisted with access to capital to facilitate their meaningful contribution towards economic development, including taking advantage of allocated land for those who are beneficiaries of the land reform program. Anzi vanenge vachizobatsirwa nemari dzekutangisa nadzo mabhizimusi, kana vari vaya vanenge vari munzvimbo dzekurima vanenge vachibatsirwa kuti vange vachitanga zvirongwa zvekurima. Dzimwe nzira dzekuti vaderedze nadzo ndofunga zvakare uwandu hwashandi hurumende.
I think we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Vegazela Matuma. He's a political and economic commentator based in Gwanda. Mr. Matuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Kips. How are you this evening?
Very fine. How's Gwanda?
Gwanda is raining heavy. We are getting blessings quite soon.
Excellent. So what is your take on the budget presented by Mr. Chinamasa?
For the first time in years, maybe in 20, 25 years, I think we got a very progressive budget. Very progressive only in the sense that it is taking the country from one stage to the next stage compared with what we had last year. So this year's budget is one budget that is going back to economic principles and from a culture where we were going wayward, where politics was dominating the economy, where politics was coming top over price. So on this budget, for the first time, we have a budget that is back to policies, economic policies, and fostering development. Only if we can see a glimmer of hope in the budget that has been presented. It is very progressive, very much different from the last budget where everything was politically influenced. You could tell that the budget was not going anywhere. But this one, there's hope that business will develop. There's hope that foreign investors will be affected. There is hope that revenue is going to be directed where it's meant to be directed. So it's a little bit progressive compared to what we've been experiencing in the last few years.
Yes, I was a colleague of Matuma. Umatuma, we are actually up about Zimbabwe. Utige, we patch it play once an inono, Kula Loka Tesoro Tula, Miagan Lays and Wet Lula. We are chosen to go to Ukuna Lapa Lapa, Oman Gatavisakul. So, okay, Omias Lambani for.
Tine nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vari Joyce Ngwenya. Makadiva Ngwenya?
Tinofara isu hamene kwenyu makaita munofara here kuAmerica uku?
Aiwa, tiri kufara, tiri kunzwawo nyika yese iri kufarawo pamusoro pebhajeti rakaturwa iri. Asi mubvunzo wandiri kutambirai navo vaNgwenya ndewekuti hongu vanhu vanogona kunge vari kutambira vachiti aiwa pane progress apa panyaya yebhajeti apa, vamwe vachiti zvinhu zviringori papepa izvi, tinozoona here zvichizoitwa implementation vachibudirira? Ndo zvandinga kutambirai nazvo mubvunzo iwe.
Ndinoziva kuti bhajeti redu idiki kudarika repick and pay. Ibhajeti remirakai nyange vana Dangote, vana Patrick Motsepe, vana Bill Gates, vakati vanotova neupfumi hwakadarika bhajeti yaChinamata. Saka handionoti vanhu vari kufarira chii. Bhajeti redu hari pangume riri ma4 billion, $6 billion. Bhajeti redu sezvakataurwa naMakenya Mafungidze makore mazhinji akadarika, rinopanga ringe riri $100 billion bhajeti. Because upfumi hwedu isusu hatingavereki upfumi hwedu nema$6 billion. Saka hamene kuti vanhu vari kufarira chii. Ndosavanoita isusu inini ndichiti inini deno vanga vachitaura nezvekuti mari dzakupinda, mapolisi dzakuchinja mitemo nhasi uno chaiyo chaiyo, dzakutosiyana mitemo yekuti kunge uchipinda mainvestment anodarika kuma60 ma70 billion, hamene chii chiri kunetsa. Saka asi tongotaura nezvadini zvatataurwa nazvo zvatapiwa izvozvo, kuti ehe mataurire avo vanenge vari kuziva zvavari kuita rwendo runo, handizivi riri pachazvikwanisa kuzviita.
Hanzi rwendo runotanga nenhano ndofunga vari kuwanawo matangiro first step ye 1000 miles or kilometers gives
ye baba matuma uyezo lapho yakhuluma ubaba ngwenyu kuti abantu bapho ngutabele eceleni lapha kula nikizi la akula into engani khona akutsho sizo ukuthi ungathi
ubhutungwenya ekuthini i-budget yethu ingama-basics, like I said. It's back to basics. Akulanto emangalisa kakhulu ngoba it's just basics. But esikuthanyelayo, Dukisi, ukuthi sesisuke ku-state where we were abnormal, back to normality. Khona lokho, it gives us hope. It gives us i-room yokuthi sithokoze ukuthi at least izinto ngathi sezibuyela endleleni okade kumele kube yiyo. Singayekeli ukukucelebrate khona lokho, sizaba le problem ngoba yikuqala kwezinto ezizolunga. Laphana bese sihlanya ilizwe belihlanya kungacedakali ukuthi kuyana uhulumende, ipolitics ikhokhele i-economy, kusenziwa izinto ezibulala ilizwe egcekeni. But nxa sokubuya ibhajethi ethi khona hayi at least sesiqalise ukuqaliseni, kumele sikujabulele kakhulu kakhulu ngoba ilizwe belilahleka. Yebo, siyafisa ukuba lebhajethi ye-100 billion, isifiso esilaso njengelizwe ngoba i-economy yethu ama-natural resources esilawo yonke into esila ingenelisa ukuthi i-finance ibhajethi lena leli lizwe likhulu. Sasinjalo ngabo-8 eqalisa i-independence, but khathesi lapho esikhona sisekuqaleni okutha. Khona lokho kumele sikujabulele ukuthi hayi at least ingqondo sezithedliwe, abantu sebesobha, so siqalisa ukuthi maybe sesingaqalisa ukwakha. Singahlekithi akulalutho, akulalutho, kodwa thina sibona ukuthi kuloku li-lighting yana okuphumayo. I think sabe senza i-justice for ilizwe lethu.
What Mr. Matuma is saying is that, of course, we are supposed to be having a very huge budget as a nation, and we've got that capacity. But he says, you know, the little that is was presented is better than having nothing. But because as far as it's concerned, this is the first time that Chilamasa has actually presented a budget that is almost sound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, well, let me go to Ms. Tingwenya. Ms. Tingwenya, out of this $5.1 billion, over 60% of this budget goes to civil servants, which is still gobbles more of what the government is looking to, forward to spending. What do you say about this?
Absolutely. You know, Mr. Chinamasa was, went to great, you know, lengths. It was a pain to explain that the biggest, you know, pressure that is being exerted on the national fiscal is, you know, expenditures that are related to human costs. Now, this is where the challenge is. If you are going to be spending 60% of your budget, you know, paying your civil servants, then you already said in the budget that you are considering, you know, compensating the farmers that whose property was taken. The issue of property rights is the issue that gives confidence to investors. In other words, when investors begin to realize that Zimbabwe is serious about recognizing property ownership, of course, it touched on issues of indigenization and all that. I mean, he's saying the right things, but the challenge really is that what his vibe is does not necessarily, gentlemen, you know, result in mega inflows. Because to be able to sustain, somebody might argue that, you know, civil servants are okay, they are delivering. If it was $60 billion budget, we wouldn't be worrying about it. But my problem is that if you are going to have a $5 billion budget, you need now to think about enablers, because your infrastructure has collapsed. I don't know, we need about $2 billion to reduce. You know, he has to do better, you know, than just sounding the right note.
Mm-hmm. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the proposed $1.5 billion budget for next year. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly.
5.1
billion, right. $5.1 billion. So if you wish to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077. And we wish to apologize that, you know, we're supposed to be live streaming this live talk on Facebook, but we're having challenges. Zulukandaba, singani siloku inkinga nyana nje ku Facebook, bekumele sibe silivezela konoko ke esikhuluma ngakho. Kodwa ke akusahambi ngemfanelo. Imtina yethu ungazani ba nje umqando lamhlanje. Washington kuyagodola
kakhulu.
So I think imtina sibona izinto lapho.
Yeah, ndizozo. Asikuchadziya.
Yeah,
bona ngalo. Batheleri vakawanda.
What police esibili yeyo.
Ndizozo chimboti patinzwe mutheleri wawina
yekuthi. So ke woti ngikhulume lo baba Nkosi osecingweni lapha useBotswana. Baba Nkosi, ungawutshona njani?
Hayi kunjani futhi?
Ngiyaphila kunjani kona eBotswana?
Hayi liyani izulu.
Yeah, ngizocela cha yekela line sidla amakomani. So ke akuthi ke ukuthi ulibona njani ibudget ka 2018?
Akula budget lapho ndo. Akula lutho lapho. Uyakwazi ukuthi what I can tell you ukuthi omunye ko wathi yena impukane ngeza kilwenza uluju, a fly cannot make honey. And wase sithi yena i mosquito ngeza kuyela phi malaria. This is what we are faced with now. Unless if these people will tend to be like Thomas Sankara, a Burkina Faso leader from 1983 up to 1987. This guy was a military captain, a Pan-Africanist who tried to raise Burkina Faso from its knees. But he was cut short in 1987 when he was assassinated. Why I'm saying this? I'm saying this because we are seeing the military running the country, but at the same time, the way abangene ngayo, it is not going to give us anything at the end of the day. This budget is only just on the piece of paper. It is not going to be made practical. When we face the practical reality, they are not going to do anything because we had this budget in 1980. All was good. We have been told the very same stories since 1980. They come up with a very nice blue print, green print, yellow print, red print, but they all haven't worked nothing up until now. So what is it that we think it will change and come right on this budget? There is nothing. We should actually hope for nothing. We are not going to get anything unless and until Mnangagwa becomes like John Kombe Magufuli of Tanzania, who believes in a reality, doing things practically. I don't think that will happen because they failed for 37 years, and they are trying to do it within the last 3 years of the four decades. It is not going to happen. So people in Zimbabwe must forget about the plans and all this kind of sweet sugar coatings and talking about this and that. They must forget about that. Let us face the elections. We get the ZANU-PF out. They have done the worst in the world. The worst government in the world. They are the worst. So we must forget about them. Try to get the proper government into power. That will take us somewhere. People must not expect anything new from ZANU-PF. Forget. That's what I'm telling you. They will only capitalize on the change of weather because it is raining. People in Zimbabwe, they are hard workers. Then the next day, they will wake up and say, ah, you see, we did this and there was a lot of harvest just because of rain. Let's assume there won't be any rain from now. They will run away and disappear within the thin air. We will never see them anymore. So we must not be fooled by these people. They are very clever and very good in talking. Very good in talking. But when it comes to practicals, there is nothing.
Siyabonga kakhulu Nkosi Sibili, hayi sikuzwile kakhulu sizwe ukuthi abanye baphendula besithini. Ungathi siyakusasa njalo ube lempela viki enhle kakhulu mnumzane.
Uvela usafuna ukukhuluma lami kasamfonele le mini, I analyze things, ngibhale phansi yonke into, you are not even phoning me.
Ngubani? Kulo muntu kutsho ukuthi into zabantu le. Ha?
Ngase sixabana mina la kumbe usungabala iphibandla lele ngikilo mina hayi usungangitshela mfowethu ukuthi kulephibandla
into zabantu Nkosi. So ke abantu bayaxabanisa lapha ngujonga So ngizakhuluma la
isikhathi sho. Ivele ngabona ukuthi ngujonga. Ngiyabona.
Ndokulungile Nkosi Sibongile kakhulu.
All right.
Ayiwa tinatenda vaNkosi Gibson sinemwe muteereri vamagaya vari ku South Africa asi tisati vapinza pachirongwa tinge uchidza vateereri vedu nevatariri kuti tine dambudziko ratiri kusangana naro rekuti tiite live streaming kana kutinge tichibuda live pa Facebook asi zvinhu zviri kugadziriswa musaora mwoyo. Teererai tiri kubuda pane penyuro. Vamagaya makadi. Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Kwakadii kwamuri?
Vaakuvaiari kunaya ndokumbira kutaura nendevere.
Ngataurai kuluma.
Okay, nyabonga.
Siyabonga lati
vatongisati ndapengona kukuraiti mzapi zuleane takakulu kati.
Ye, sondela bhijani fonini kweze sikuzokuhle. Sondele fonini.
Ya, sosenzetuse kunjani.
Ya, sokungcono kakhulu. Ye, ubona njani ke ibhajeti ka 2018? Ukhulumile lapho ukuthi ama investors uyacela sibili ukuthi abuye ngoba indigenization law ngazaniza kuguqulwa yokade kaniye satshwa ngabantu. So singazi ukuthi kuyasebenza kumba kuzokusebenze lati asilaqiniso lakho khona kovoidwa.
Ye, ikwenzeke ukuthi ukukhuluma ngomlomo kuhle sibili vele ingathi into ama-investors asondele kungokungadambi but asingakuzenzakala yini njengoba akuseleka ngokuthi kuyenzakale.
Hayi, siyabuza kakhulu.
Yeah, sinobuza kathi sikhuphuka kwenzakala yini njengokutsho babo but kungayenzakala imithethana le bethatha ama-investors bayilungisise. Well, abazimele bangafina ngokumele lama abangani bami abaningi lapho lapho eMzansi bathi hayi tele sesikusitete ukuthi second step siyangena ezimbabwe sesiye-participate akhona ngathi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu makhaya, sibonge kakhulu, ube nempela efike enhle mfowethu.
Ngibongile namhlanje impela ngezulu elingathathi ukukhuluma ngalo, hayi namhlanje liyana ngapha kakhulu.
Hayi, sinethemba lokuthi kuzalunga emhlabeni nxa kunjalo.
Okay,
yeah, thank you so much. That is Mr. Makaya. So what you are saying is that he's not sure whether, you know, the change of the color of the government is going to transform anything. Mm-hmm. So he's doubting that there could be any change because he's saying this is the same man that has been presenting the same budget at the same time, every time. So he doesn't believe that there's going to be any change.
Yes.
So he doubts, you know, that there could be any change.
Already he has hinted that the increase in mismatch between revenues and expenditures will necessitate further borrowing of US$940 million during the last quarter of 2017. You see?
Yeah. So then in terms of the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act, this is what he says. They've already introduced what is called a finance bill in Parliament. And the threshold that they are thinking of in the extractive sector, that is diamond mining. So they're thinking that the diamond and platinum mining sectors are going to be regulated. So the 51 to 49% is going to apply to those kind of mining activities. And there are certain sectors that are going to be reserved for Zimbabweans. And only by Zimbabweans, right? And entry by foreigners on condition of creating employment, transferring of skills and technology, and creation of value chains. So let's hear from maybe Mr. Matuma. So the minister is proposing to actually transform this indigenization law and says, you know, there are certain sectors that are still going to have this kind of 51, 49% threshold. What is your take on that?
That is what I was saying in my initial presentation.
Can you move a little bit, because your phone is having some bad troughs, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, can you move a little bit?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. So,
can you hear me?
Yeah, sit there for the whole of the show. So go ahead.
All right. What I was saying, Uti, at least in this budget, there is one provision that opens up for foreign direct investment. Something that hasn't been there for the last 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
At least that glimmer of hope, even if it's on paper, it is a hope that they are directing the country in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are tired of ZANU-PF as a nation. It's been there for 37 years. Of course, everybody wants change. But in our desire for change, we cannot throw away our water with the baby. We have to save a certain element of trying to retain the country in our hands as citizens. And that calls on us to say, if there is a positive that is coming into the country, regardless it's coming from Chinamaza or Mnangagwa, let us embrace that positive. And the positive is that we are changing the Indigenization Act, which was prohibiting foreign direct investment. So let's give foreign direct investment a chance. Let's give the foreign investors to come in and manipulate the gap that has been created. And that will generate foreign currency, generate a little bit of work, open a few industries. For that, it's a good start. And we bank on that. Even if a new government comes in, it has a starting point. To say that nothing is going to happen at all, and we are adamant nothing is going to happen at all, we are pulling ourselves down as a nation. Let us get involved. Let's manipulate the spaces that have been opened. The restricted areas that are left for Zimbabweans only, let us manipulate them. Let us get into all those areas. Let foreign investors come and see the little gap that has been opened up. You know, there is a lot of positives coming up. Those 3,000 ZANU-PF media who were in government employment for nothing and using up about $20 million a year, that is now $20 million that's going to come back into fiscals. The over 65-year-old people that are sitting in government departments and doing nothing, when they go, that's an opportunity for young people to get employed as well. You know, those are little positives that we are picking up. The former President Mugabe could not do. Mugabe was running a popularist agenda where he did not care what the economy was doing to the country. He no longer had the future for the country in him. All he wanted was to make decisions that were going to keep him in power. Whatever it took in the economy, he didn't care. He wanted decisions, things that were going to keep him in power, have him popular amongst the people, distribute mines, you know, just give away the country's wealth to irresponsible hands and have those hands voting for him. That's all he wanted. But these guys have come in with a very drastic budget, a budget that says it's time to change and go back to basics. We will take them to their word. And they've given us a precedence that they gave us on the 18th of November, that if things are not moving, we, the citizens, have a right to express ourselves. So we are checking them. What they have said, they will have to deliver on that.
Thank you
so
very much, Mr. Ratuma.
Let's keep this budget and to see what it delivers for us.
Thank you so much, Jess. Yeah, we are away.
Mr. Ngwenya, welcome back. Mapfona anenge ari kuita dambudziko. Tombotanga nekukuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pematano ari kunza angangotorwa nehurumende iwaya akafanana nekudimura huwandu hwemamizinda kana maembassy. Tinonzwawo vari kuti vachadhilawo nenyaya yemotokari dzinopiwa vakuru vemapazi ehurumende, pachitariswawo zvakare nzendo dzinoitwa nehurumende nevehurumende kunze uku. Zvinhu zvamunotarisira kuti zvinobudirira kuitwa, tichitarisira kuti mararamiro vagara vachingopromisa kuti vachaita zvose asi danho racho risingazotorwa.
Sivataura namazima kuti pane zviri kuitwa nechikurudzirwa ari kusaidwa kunze kwenyika kuti varume ava vari serious, vari kuderedza maexpenditure zehurumende, vari kubatsira kuti mitemo ichinje. Ndozvakanaka, atingati macosmetic changes, Because if you don't do it, you don't do it. You don't do Marshall Plan. Marshall Plan, you don't do it. You don't have billions of dollars. That is the real matter. You don't do it. Vanhu vari kuita zvinofarirwa navanhu asi nekuti tozoda kuti tione zvichiitiwa nekuti dambudziko rarinaka mugabe nderekuti nyangwe vachiita masaraiti vakataura kuti vachaita chinhu vamugabe kuti hazina kuita totarisira kuti hurumende yavapo iyi although hurumende dzanupf asi ringafara kuti ide yange iri mdc asi zvisinei dzanupf inobvuma kuti zviitwe vari kunyatsotaura zviri kuitwa ngava ichiita kuti mari dziya dzakatsiriwa dziya dzamabillions of donors achipinda mafactory achitanga kusevenza liquidity yedu yogadziriswa nekuti maexports ari ega varume haakwanise kunza mari atinoda mashoma tauda Marshall Plan chaiyo chaiyo.
Une muteereri?
Ye, ndinoo baba lapo Mahlangu
batayenyu rambai muri parunare vangwenya.
Ye, baba Mahlangu kunjani?
Nkona baba rinjani?
Ndinapela kakhulu ungabe usezimba?
Hayi ngiseBotswana.
Ye, akutsho baba Mahlangu ukuthi wena ibudget leyo uzenjani?
Duve mina ngokubona kwami mboni ngani akulantenza kale ekhaya.
Mhm.
Ngani ngoba silovalo silokwethuka ngoba zinenge izithembiso ezithenjiswayo lokhu nalokhana but zimpukani nje zirojwa ngochako kuphela.
Mhm.
But mina ngingafisa ukuthi ngutshele abantu ukuthi asambeni thina siyevota silungise ilizwe lethu kube right ngoba lokho silokho sikukhangele akulanto ehambayo akulanto eyenzakalayo yizithembiso kuphela.
Mhm. Ukuthi hambe bangathembisa ize nje ukuthi umuntu apho ukuthi folokohlo aye eParliament afike eDC ayeza lokhu nalokhu.
Nami ngisakhulayo sithole vele kunjalo kuzaba njalo kukhona okunguthule okungu-3 esiza kubona kusenzakala but lokho okunye okwenzakala kulalutho khangela ngebhajethi yakhona ibhajethi yakhona leyo ungayikhangela ngokuyishophu nje okuyi-tekente akungeke kwenze lutho nje olungenzakala ekhaya. Cabanga ukuthi sibaningi kanganani cabanga ukuthi sifine imisebenzi njani akulanto ngisho engenzakala ekhaya siyikhangele siyibonayo.
Wena okade ukufuna ukufisa ukuthi bakufake khonapho kuye?
Mina kakhulu kade ngikhangelela ukuthi uyabona nje akobulawayo kulama industry amaningi kakhulu okuthi ngabe thina siyathola imisebenzi njengaba sakhulayo ekutshintshe konke lokho obothina masalaba bephumule kukhangelwa abanye ngokuthi thina masekudala silive esimkhangele ezimalini kwangale bakukhangelisa idabu kuphela u-Obert Mpofu kudala silabo Minister of Mines kukhangelwe bona kuphela.
So kuyahlupha lokho.
Ela kulanto ehambayo Dube kumele ukuthi utshintshe yonke into iqalise katsha nje ngoba ungathi ukhangela le into eyenzakalayo vele igonyethi nje etshintshe udriver kuphela kodwa umgwaqo lokhu ekuyiwona leya le mota lokhu ekuyinena leya kutshintshe udriver kuphela.
Sibonge kakhulu eMahlangu ungadinga kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga Dube.
So what he's saying is that is the same car, big gonyet, you know, same everything except the driver.
The driver.
So I think what is important is, you know, he says the best way of solving problems here is to go home and vote. He says that's the only way that people can actually reorganize Zimbabwe or transform it to a society that is permissible for living. And he says Mr. Chinamasa has been there for a long time. So he's doing all things and he doesn't like it at all.
Yeah.
He says, of course, a few items may come out of that, but he's not too optimistic for the whole thing. Yeah.
Maybe we can go to Mr. Maduma. Mr. Maduma, Mr. Chinamasa also raised the issue of state enterprises. And this is one area where many Zimbabweans were complaining that there is a drainage that's leaking there. And nothing is coming out of these state enterprises. What's your take on his measures to make sure that they are functional?
Yes, I agree with him to a great extent. You know, the state enterprises that have technically failed, and those have been drawing money from government now and again. And those the state enterprises were the ones that were being abused by ZANU-PF to promote ZANU-PF agenda. And they've been keeping ZANU-PF going. So if he realizes now that those are now a liability to state, for the economy to start recovering is to get rid of those liabilities and be bold enough to say we are blocking this and this and this and privatizing it. When the economy eventually recovers, And those state enterprises are in a position now to come back and deliver for the state. Perhaps they can be revived. But most of them were destroyed by ZANU-PF. You talk of ZUPCO, it can never recover. They destroyed it. There is no reason why ZUPCO should be kept on the road because it's draining funds from government. Shut it down. Let private entrepreneurs come in. We no longer need it. So that we retain a little bit of revenue back into government.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matuma. For those people that are just joining us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's proposed $5.1 billion budget for next year. So here are some of the key issues that have been raised by Mr. Chinovasa. In terms of border delays, he says there are so many delays today
at borders.
So he's proposing the setting up of what is called a ports authority. Then in terms of vendors, you know, this is a very serious issue. In terms of vendors, he says there is need to reorganize them, to put them in places where, you know, they are designated, where they can sell and do all sorts of things. You still remember that recently there were soldiers and police they were removing vendors from the streets. So he says, that's okay, move them to better places so that they can do trade in a better way. And then, in terms of compensating white farmers, he says, a compensation for PIPA violations and acquired land. So where violations of Zimbabwe's obligations under PIPAs have been met, including over land acquisition, government will be engaging the respective parties to reach amicable settlement agreements. I think there's money that is going to come.
How many are they? Those are government to government agreements.
Listen to exactly how he put it. He says, accordingly, government will be making appropriate compensation in relation to land acquired under PIPA arrangement. So the key word there is appropriate. How appropriate is that going to be? Then, of course, then this issue of the ZANU-PF youth. He says they're going to rationalize youth officers and ward development coordinators down by 3,739 from 7,269 to 3,530, translating to savings of 1.6 million per month. And that is 19.3 million.
Some are still going to
remain. That's the problem, maybe. So let's take a caller, then go back to you and other callers. So, Zloba Onkomo, Lapek Kwen. Baba Onkomo, Uchonanjan.
Pipsi Chonanjan, Baba.
Zi Chonanjan, Natutaba Konopake, Agucho Civil Utuan, Ulbananjan, Ule Pachet.
Ya, Utaba Lukona, Civil Saluza. Angitu, I want to see. Umuntu mai the came in as a chincha saying, Spunuya Papa Tiswa. Yezengu mkristu li mbumele babatizwe simbonu kutikona umu kristu wake uza bufeza inu so mankangele imbajeti yake abaizame kubona gali kutikona baza ifeza inu baza enza izi tembi za baza enzi leo singa manisi sole nje izi nto loba abatu enze kate kumbelea izi nto enza mwishu
yes ya uza wakulu
Ama expenditure abalawo la moto ukuthi yathiwa ama MP abaniki ka test uyayibona zamwithi so they are trying to reduce ama expenditures mankhangela I don't know ukuthi abanye abantu bakubona njani but let's give them time sibone ukuthi where are they going
hayi
umbono wami lo
siyakuzwa kakhulu enkomo sibonge kakhulu nkomo
yabonga baba
so Mr. Nkomo is saying that you know people shouldn't just condemn and say you know this is bad and all those kind of things. He says, give these guys a chance to see whether they're going to deliver or not. So he wants to see maybe some bit of progress. If they fail, then you can start attacking them.
But we are looking at 7 months or so.
7 months, before elections.
Yes.
And by the way, he's proposing to allocate some money towards those elections. So meaning that the elections are on. And, you know, this kind of budget may actually steer people maybe to go and vote, and all those kind of things, like what our caller here, Mr. Nkomo, is saying. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear from Vagoronga, South Africa. Magadi Vagoronga.
Tinofara makadii vakuru vangu.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu muri dunhu ripi muSouth Africa?
Ah, ndiri paBox Big apa pamenyaya kutonhora zvakanyanyisa apa.
Ndepapi ipapo muBox mamuri imomo?
PaBox Big apa tiri along the road tichinda tichibva muJoburg tichinda kuMpumalanga apa.
Okay. Mm. Aiwa ndizvozvo tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pebudget iri.
Ah, regai nditi budget ndiro tariona. Asi hapana charinotibatsira nokuti kana tikaita budget rakadaro isu tichiona kuti homwe yedu nemari iri kupinda munyika haigoni kusvika pafiga iroro ravatipa vachinamasa. Zvinonetsa kuti titi vanhu yero budget vanhu varita vanhu variona vanhu vari kuriramba zvakanyanyisa. Vanhu chavatatongofara kungoziva kuti hurumende iyi takagara takangomuka nayo kubva patatora nyika pa1980 tichingovimbisa vanhu zvinhu zvaisingaiti. Budget irori rinokurumbira kuna vachinamasa vachiti ha apa taita neunyanzvi hwedu hapana chatinoona zvine mavara. Tangosara chete nechongoti vakomana ngatipinde mundima. Kana munhu asina kuregistra kuvhota achirwadziwa nezviri kuitika munyika ndo mukana wedu wekutanga nokupedzisira. Nokuti tikatarisa kuti zvose zvavari kufunga kuti vangaita nebhajeti ravo hapana kane chimwe chinobuda. Saka ibhasikiti ratizirai rinoti uku rinorukwa uku rinorudunurwa. Saka rwendo rwacho haringasvipi zvechokwadi. Vana mai vana baba vana sekuru nana mbuya nana mujibha ngatigadzirirei kundovhota tibvise hurumende yemakororo iyi kuti mukatarisa kuti ipapana pakabhineti vakasarudza majembere oga oga asi mutemo unoti munhu ava 65 years ngaende kumudya ndigere. Ava vana vachinamasa
ipapo
vabuda bhobho makore avo achabviri
vagoronga ndokubatai muromo ipapo kuti aiwa kakwegura kukura zvavo kwekuti vakura hongu vanozikana kunzi vakura asi hazviri kuti kana baba akura haachakwanisa kuuriritira mhuri yake.
Bodo kana baba vakura nepfungwa dzavowo dzinenge dzakura vanenge vakufanira kunge vachiitirwa nevana vadoko. Saka kana tikaramba tichingoti vadoko ndovatungamiriri vamangwana vakuru vachida kufirapo saka vadoko vacho vachatungamirira rini.
Uye kuti titi mune vanenge vachizonzi imba vha kana chi zvinonetsa kuti kurukure nezvazvo nokuti hatina humbo vagoronga asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda pachirongwa rambai muchitifonera vanhu vachinzwa pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditi makororo arimo mukatarisa zvakaita vana vobheti mupofu nekwavakabva kuzvicherwa uko nezvavanazvo zvose mukatarisa munhu wani achibata umuguza yose saise zvayakaita izvo
vangadai vakasungwa
vakatangira ukororo ipapo
dai vakasungwa dai vaive makororo vagoronga tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs tinemwe muteereri.
Yes, ambonga kuri kororo rapa.
Yes, hanzi na Mr. Goronga. Nothing useful is going to come out of this budget because the government, ever since it came into power in 1980, it was coming up with all these blueprints and promises, but nothing materialized. So he's urging people to register, to go and vote, and change things next year.
Yes, because we're going to vote. This morning is Lumnumza Nuspan, the Republican Wani, Kuala Ngalege, Ebutswana. Baba Nuspan, how are
you? Yeah, Pilar Njani.
Impilo kakhulu mtawini. Ibizo mbani kanjani?
Impilo.
Yebo, lati ngompho wekwanda, siko lokho.
Impilo Sibanda.
Oh yebo. Hayi, phosake lapho baba Sibanda, sizothi uthini ngebudget le?
Uyabona Dube into le thina sapho ngizalwa sakhula siyibona thina. These people they are very good at formulating policies. But abantu bayakhuluma nje liyabezwa. Ibudget yona leyo ngiyathaba nje ukuthi abantu nje sebengani balomthontiselwano wokuthi bathabe but abathabela amanga ngoba into le yinto esephepheni imali kayikho abangaze bakutsho kwinto kwakhona khonoku sebasipromise into eziningi vele akulanto ephumayo.
So manje abantu kumele benzeni ke Sibanda abantu babukele nje.
No, lapha Dube wathi ngikhuluma isikhiwa mbijana.
Yeah, phosela ba.
They say you will never teach an old dog new tricks. You see? So what is needed? We want new dogs to implement new tricks, not the old dog to be taught new tricks.
Mhm. Yeah, I see how cool it is.
Ngoba abantu abasebenzame kudala vele ama promises abo vele hayi lo othi ufuna ukuqala abone angkwazi ukuthi ufuna ukubona kangaki.
Mhm.
Ngiyavumelana lo Mr. Ngwenya lapha lo munyo abakhuluma laba hayi balombono sibili bayayazi izimbako yabo.
Hawu bonike isibanda siyakuzwa kakhulu ube lempela vike enhle kakhulu khona ngapho ke eBotswana ngapho khona eBotswana.
Mina ngisekhanye.
Yes, bongile kakhulu mntawethu.
Mbongile lami ukungena eshelweni.
Yeah, I think he actually summarized it in English, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says you can't teach
an old dog new tricks.
So that's where we are. So in terms of whatever he's saying. So he's saying that people of course are very happy that the budget on paper sounds very good. But where is the money going to come from? I think that's a very big question.
Well, hear from Mr. Ngwenya.
Yes.
Mr. Ngwenya, last year the government was banking too much on diaspora remittances. Do you think they will expect, say, a billion or so from the diaspora on this 5.1 billion proposed?
Well, that's not going to happen. Look, remember that Chinamasa, the first statement, he said something like, the cost of democracy is too high.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which means that, he has been able to maneuver and manipulate around, reducing the potency of democratization and so forth by reducing the, by shying away from devolution and so on and so forth. So which means that diaspora is quite happy to come back home and invest at home. But they have not been given a voting, an opportunity. Unless if the diaspora is given an opportunity to participate effectively in political processes, I don't see them coming yet. I wrote about it last week and encouraging them. And they are really simple. The environment has to call to be conclusively clear. There must be clarity that the policy has changed. Remittances can come. We can also repatriate our profit. But to cut a long story short, if the diaspora a vote and the 3 million Zimbabweans, I think they'll be willing to give the Chinamasa a chance.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. We see that there are other key issues on the budget, and one of them is also the diplomatic missions. So you are saying that the diplomatic missions are roughly about 46 embassies and consulates all around the world. So he says, they spend about $65 million to pay staff and all other necessities. And then in terms of foreign travels, he says he's proposing that the government should cut the size of delegations leaving the country. Still remember that when the former president, Robert Mugabe, was traveling to, let's say, New York, he would come with roughly about 70
people.
So the new guys are saying, no, let's reduce those levels. So the office of the president and cabinet is going to be telling people who to go and who not to go for these foreign trips. And they're actually saying, this is, I think, is a key kind of proposal, where there are diplomatic missions, let's say here in New York, if ever there is something at the United Nations, send somebody that is here
to go and represent the country.
The country, period. So I think maybe that's a way forward. Then in terms of corruption, they're saying that the quality of work should be facilitative and devoid of corruption. So meaning that, they want quality staff. So let's go to Mr. Matuma. Baba Matuma, uyazwela lapho ukuthi umnanga kukhuluma uChinamasa ukhuluma ngokuthi ama embassies lawo manengi kakhulu kumele ke ukuthi akhitshwe amanye angkhona labantu abahamba besiya kwamanye amazwe basuswe. So wena uthatha njani konoku ngendlela abasebenzi ngayo amafishane sebe?
Okay, yeah. Into engifisa ukuthi abantu bayi-understand nge-budget leli elibekiweyo ikuthi ayiso budget ekhangela ukuthi imali izangena njani. Yi-budget ehlukene namanye ngoba ikhangela ukuthi kuwehliswe ukusebenziswa kwemali kahulumende. Ngoba i-revenue ungayikhangela ayibeke yiyo nje roughly ehlala siyithola njengelizwe. So i-budget yakhe i-concentrate kakhulu ekuseveni imali kahulumende. Yiko kuqunywaqunywa into eziningi zene zezazidlalisa imali. Unlike i-budget ebesisiba la eminyaka empilo eyi-15 edlulileni, ubuthola imali iphongu hamba nje. ifo ngudlaliswa nje utholi zani ifithatha izinto zikahulumende isenze ingane ngezayo ingalandaba ukhulumende bekuhlalele ezikwerede kungaqedakala so le budget ibiyisithi ayisho ukuthi imali zavela nga ithi imali esilayo yileyi pho njengoba ingaka siyisebenzisa njani ukuthi siyeke so ukuphuma kwakhe kuyasiyathaba abamafema thina sesiyagada sonke kwi-economy ngala basahambi phela wonke umuntu adahamba ngo-government ubehamba nge-business kya khathi sikuthe siyahlanganani kumbombela sonke emabhasini lapha sizagada laba amabhasi izinto ezinjengazenalezo ukuquma nje i-expenditure ye-government and nxa beqinisile abantu laba asifuni ukubona kusukela namuhla i-ZANU-P F isebenzisa izinto zikahulumende ingani ngezephathi ngoba lezo ngezikahulumende zi-separate from iphathi yikho lapho imali kahulumende adiphela khona.
Yeah, thank you very much. So all what he's saying is that this government wants to cut expenditure on unnecessary items. So then silo baba lapha econgweni ukuthiwa nguThemba. Baba Themba ungawunjani?
Ngiyaphila mntana enkosi, unjani wena?
Ngiphile kahle, banjani abantu bakho?
Hayi, babheke uyise.
Yes, ukusele ke inzuzu emlutshwane kakhulu akuphosela kukho lapho ngebudget kuhle ukuqedise baba.
Yebo, hayi ngiyabonga ukuthi nami ngingene ehlelweni ngeke ngikhe kancane. Yebo, yona i-budget mina angiyisoli. Ungathi uyakhangela vele zona imali ngicabanga ukuthi ibisetshenziswa ngendlela engekho right. Akusiko ukuthi imali ayikho, imali ikhona but ibisetshenziswa ngendlela engalunganga. Mina izano angiyithandi of course. Nomnanga kwa naye angimthandisisi. Kodwa ke ngicabanga ukuthi asikunikezeni ithuba, is coming up with something different ngokowami umbono. Asinikeni ithuba sibone ngoba sinje nje sesisakhula singazange saba nomunye upresident esimaziyo. So ngicabanga ukuthi kwayena uMnangagwa une pressure yokuthi abonise abantu ukuthi yena what he can provide to the people and asinikeni chance. Mina ke singami ngithi akaphiwe chance sibone ukuthi usisa ngapi njengoba vele iZimbabwe ibibhekane nenkinga. Ingakho kuthe mangabe kuphuma umgabe abantu abazabe bengaselebrate ukuthi ungena uMnangagwa bebe celebrate ukuthi umgabe uyachiya.
Yeah, uyayichaza
ukuthi asinikeni chance sibone ukuthi wenza kanjani. Mina ngiyabelieve ukuthi umahluko uzoba khona. I believe that but then angahluleka then uzobe ezehlulekele ngokwakhe yena.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke isikhathi sesiphelele. Themba sibongile baba. Ungathina lakusasa.
Ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Themba. He's saying give Mr. Mnangagwa a chance to do what he can. And he says money is there. It's only a matter of using it in a good way.
That's true. Yeah, maybe last question to Mr. Maduma. In fact, he was explaining when you cut him short to get that caller. Mr. Maduma, you mentioned that there should be a line between party and government. Do you think this new government will do that? Because we have seen government resources being used at party level.
They have to. They have to. And if they don't do it, we are watching them. They've given us the precedence of saying we run this country also as citizens. So we will be watching them. We will push them to the limit. We are not going to tire. They have just have to do things right, and that is what we want.
But do you think that they will deliver, really, as far as you're concerned?
Well, the delivering is up to them. It's up to them if they want to deliver or they don't want to deliver. Elections are not very far, and we'll make a decision when we get to elections. If they don't deliver, they know they are gone. So they are in a very difficult situation. It's either they deliver drastically for them to survive, but they have to stick to what they have put on paper. We have read this budget thoroughly. We understand it, and they have to deliver on it. If they don't, they are gone.
And they are just expected to be in office for 7 to 8 months. You think that's enough for them to prove themselves?
It's unfortunate. They have this legal time, but in that legal time, they are very serious. Let's see all the retrenchments of the militia being affected. Let's see all the government expenditure being implemented. And
thank
all
you,
those that
thank you, Mr. Maduma. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to end it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ibekezela Matuma Fuzwayo and Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. These two guys are political commentators. So, signing off today is Steve Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Mara Rakanaka. Tizakangana wa tereri, wapinda mshurongwa, tinotenda.